There are so many ideas and concepts in today's readings that you could preach upon. And I think that's one of the hardest parts of being somebody who delivers homilies, is to determine what is it you're going to talk about, because they are so rich. But for me, in today's readings, there are words that jumped out at me. It was the concept of meekness and humility. Jesus gives us the invitation to come to him, to learn from him, for he is meek and humble of heart. To understand meekness and humility, we have to understand the opposite sin, that of pride. Bishop Robert Barron, in his series on Seven Deadly Sins, Seven Lively Virtues, reflects on humility as the antidote for pride. So what is this deadly sin of pride? In its simplest terms, pride is turning yourself into God. Pride was the great sin of the angel Lucifer. His sin of pride can be summed up as, I will not serve. Pride says, I will define the criterion of good and evil. I will decide what is right for me. I will decide what I want to do with my life. I will do what I want to do. I am my own God. I don't need God telling me what to do or how to do it. It's all about me. And who did God send to do battle with Lucifer? None other than the archangel Michael. Michael, the name somewhat mockingly means, who is like God? You see, this sin described in the book of Genesis, Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. They are tempted by the devil, by Lucifer, to eat of the forbidden fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They fall because they would not obey God. They wanted to be their own God. We can see this sadly in a U.S. Supreme Court decision in the abortion rights case, commonly referred to as the Casey decision. The Supreme Court said, and I quote, "At the heart of liberty is the right to define one's own concept of existence, of meaning, of the universe, and of the mystery of human life." In other words, I decide for myself what is real. I decide for myself what is a sin. I decide what is best for me. I can define the mystery of human life. I can divine the concept of the universe. I. See, it's all about me. The truth is, God created this universe and out of love created us. Compared to God, we are nothing. And know this, our all-powerful and all-knowing God wants nothing but the best for us. We are meant to allow God's love, grace, and life to surge through us for the betterment of life. Too many of us, though, say no to God. I don't want the rules. I want to decide for myself. Consider a group of children coming together onto a ball field. They don't know how to play the rules of the game. Very quickly, arguments ensue, and they become bored. The group dissipates, going off to do something more fun. Now a baseball coach arrives on the field. He begins to organize the kids into positions. He teaches them how to hit, how to field the ball. He teaches them the rules of the game, puts strategy into the ball game. He teaches them how to win. And suddenly, they become a team. They begin to have fun. Without the rules of play, anarchy results. You see, with the sin of pride, we become very boring. In a lively, fun conversation with a friend, we begin to look at ourselves as though we were disembodied. We become worried about me. Am I impressing? Am I saying the right thing? We really do lock ourselves into a cubbyhole of our ego. In Dante's poem, The Divine Comedy, Dante portrays the levels of Mount's Purgatory. At the bottommost layer are those souls doing penance because of their sin of pride. Dante describes these as walking around, carrying large boulders on their backs, forcing them down into a bowing position, forcing them to look at the earth from which they came. This is the burden of the ego that the proud carry about, the preoccupation with the self. This reveals a basic truth about our lives. We are of the earth and not the creators of good and evil, right and wrong. The antidote to pride is humility. Humility is often thought of as a weakness. It's often thought of as, I am humble. I've got nothing to offer. No one wants to hear my opinion. But that's just really disguised pride. To be humble is to be in touch with reality. It is knowing the truth of things. It is knowing that God is love and that God wants to surge through us for the betterment of the world. It is saying, I want to serve. So how do we overcome the sin of pride and put on this yoke of humility? Purposely take the lower place. Don't play the game of envy, of jealousy. Learn to love the simple things. Think of the example of a child and a bug. As adults, we would instantly crush the bug, wouldn't we? On the other hand, a child gets down, studies the bug, is intrigued by the wonder of it. Love the simple things. Take Mary as the perfect example of humility. Let it be done to me according to your word. Not my word, God's word. God's love and grace surging through me to make the world a better place. Say to yourself, I am valuable because I'm loved into existence by God. So now, in this Eucharist, let us accept this invitation from Jesus to come to him, to take upon ourselves his yoke of love. Learn from him, for he is meek and humble of heart.